Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Reinvent is getting unfortunately close. And as a result, we're seeing a lot of pre-invent announcements. Not everything they're putting out is noteworthy or part of the big rush, but instead of tiny incremental changes, we're starting to see things that feel an awful lot to me like they are building blocks for things that might be coming soon. Let's dive into it. Amazon Aurora Global Database for PostgreSQL now supports write forwarding. Now, if your architecture doesn't require strict transactional ordering, this potentially opens the door for what's basically going to feel like magic. I mean, I wanted this from regular RDS back in 2014, but better late than never. Amazon SQS announces support for JSON protocol. In a radical turn of events, AWS has decided to propel itself into the 21st century by adding JSON support to Amazon's SQS. Hats off to them for boldly embracing a technology first specified in 2001. I'm sure that soon they're going to wow us all by discovering fire or inventing the wheel just before reInvent 2028. AWS Cost Management now provides purchase recommendations for Amazon MemoryDB reserve nodes. I saw this come out and, as is common, thought it had been there for a while and I'd just missed it historically. I still don't see widespread use of MemoryDB, but at least it's a bit easier to use it economically if you're in an unfortunate spot. Introducing the Generative AI Center of Excellence for AWS Partners, the path to AI expertise. If this isn't simply a redirect to talk to either OpenAI or GitHub, it's the wrong answer. Asking AWS for advice on AI is like asking for tips on long-distance running from someone who face-planted three steps into a 10K race. New, block public sharing of Amazon EBS snapshots. I am once again asking who in their right mind would ever think that sharing a raw copy of a disk volume would be something that they'd want to do casually, let alone at all. New for Amazon Comprehend, toxicity detection. Look, there are a non-zero number of human AWS employees who seem unable to distinguish between me making fun of an AWS service from personal attacks on individuals. So you'll have to forgive me if I'm extremely skeptical that they've managed to build a robot that can thread that needle of nuance. AWS CodeBuild adds support for AWS Lambda Compute Mode. CodeBuild remains the best serverless offering that AWS has to run containers in certain circumstances, and this makes that offering even better. The best global offering in this space, of course, remains Google Cloud Run, assuming it doesn't get canceled between this recording and you hearing it. An overview of bulk sender changes at Yahoo/Gmail. If only AWS could give us useful overviews like this of changes and enhancements to their own services. I guess I need to ask Microsoft for that kind of roundup as this ridiculous industry builds its own duck loop of information dispersal. Creating a correction of errors document. This is a great guide on how to do something that, based upon what they put in public, AWS itself does one time out of every dozen or so outages. Know before you go, AWS reInvent 2023, the AWS Management Console. And it says, download the AWS Console mobile application and configure notifications so you don't miss important events. And that competes at an elite level of skillfully dodging the actual point of what they're talking about. Because suddenly I'm very worried about exactly what the hell they're going to be announcing via service messages and how. It's time for a big announcement, so we're going to take down US East 1 like it's the Apple Store website to make sure everyone's paying attention. It's kind of going to put a crimp in my week. Unhoused individuals gain shelter, prove their identity using AWS-powered solution Keep. It's very on brand for AWS to take a look at the unhoused tragedy, see a wide breadth of areas that need help, and then go leaping to solve the papers, please, part of the story. And finally, how VMware partnered with AWS to nurture a culture of sustainability. Oh, so AWS helped build VMware's current culture? Please, go talk to any current VMware employee about how the work culture is these days and tell me how that goes. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. We're getting busy here.